Chapter 2, Undertaking the Project. Scenario 1. Connie, the project manager, is assigning work to her team member, Danny, about prospectus writing. Characters in this conversation: Connie, project manager; Danny, project executive.
Good morning, Danny. I'd like you involved in a new project.
Morning, Connie. What's that? I'm all ears.
Great. We are planning a new trade show next year, and I want you to work out a project prospectus so as to get the ball rolling ASAP.
I'm only too happy to do it. But you know, Connie, I'm a green hand and need your directions to me.
No problem. Only if you are ready to take the challenge.
But how can I start with it?
Here are some of the basic materials and data for your reference. You may first of all set up a main structure of the report, such as the macro political and economic situation, some industrial analysis with key statistics.
I see. This is the background condition for the show.
Yes. And based on that, you have to find out a number of advantages if the show is to be held. Moreover, I think the show should be positioned as a trade show, but with involvement of the general public.
This means it opens not only to relevant industrial sectors, but to public visitors as well.
You are right. In this case, the marketing plan part has to include mass media, some promotion activities for the society besides professional journals, magazines, and websites.
Got it. What about the show organization structure? Do we have to find some professional associations to be our partners?
Of course. You may list several industrial associations as preliminary organizers, co-organizers, supporters, agents, or something like that.
I see. One question. As we don't have any idea about the scale of the show, how can I decide the venue for it?
You can list some possible exhibition centers as options. We still have to look over available time slots they can offer.
How about the participation fee?
You can refer to our previous show for a reference. A final decision will come out after a market survey.
I understand. When do you need the prospectus?
You'd better give me the draft version next Wednesday.
I try my best to get it done then. Please listen to the dialogue again.
Good morning, Danny. I'd like you involved in a new project.
Morning, Connie. What's that? I'm all ears.
Great. We are planning a new trade show next year, and I want you to work out a project prospectus so as to get the ball rolling ASAP.
I'm only too happy to do it. But you know, Connie, I'm a green hand and need your directions to me.
No problem. Only if you are ready to take the challenge.
But how can I start with it?
Here are some of the basic materials and data for your reference. You may first of all set up a main structure of the report, such as the macro political and economic situation, some industrial analysis with key statistics.
I see. This is the background condition for the show.
Yes. And based on that, you have to find out a number of advantages if the show is to be held. Moreover, I think the show should be positioned as a trade show, but with involvement of the general public.
This means it opens not only to relevant industrial sectors, but to public visitors as well.
You are right. In this case, the marketing plan part has to include mass media, some promotion activities for the society besides professional journals, magazines, and websites.
Got it. What about the show organization structure? Do we have to find some professional associations to be our partners?
Of course. you may list several industrial associations as preliminary organizers, co-organizers, supporters, agents, or something like that.
I see. One question. As we don't have any idea about the scale of the show, how can I decide the venue for it?
You can list some possible exhibition centers as options. We still have to look over available time slots they can offer.
How about the participation fee?
You can refer to our previous show for a reference. A final decision will come out after a market survey.
I understand. When do you need the prospectus?
You'd better give me the draft version next Wednesday.
I try my best to get it done then. Scenario 2. Connie is instructing Emmy, a new employee in the team, how to build up an exterior data bank in preparation for sales promotion. Characters in this conversation: Connie, project manager; Emmy, newly employed staff.
Emmy, please take your notebook with you and come to my office.
Okay. Anything I can do for you?
Not for me, but an important assignment to you.
That's great. I'm ready to take up anything you give to me.
We decide to launch a new project about water technology.
Oh, it's just the time the government is calling for environmental protection, and the topic fits into country's policy.
You hit the point. You are the right one to take up this work.
Thanks, Connie. But how shall I start with this project?
The first thing you have to do is set up an exhibitor data bank. You've got to collect as much data as possible, including manufacturers, suppliers, distributors, agents, R&D institutions, etc. This is the foundation of how we carry out sales promotion work.
I'm not sure where I can find the basic information.
Well, internet is now one of the useful sources where you can find almost everything. You can log in various kinds of industrial websites and download any relevant information from them.
I see. Maybe I can visit some similar shows to get company catalogs for the exhibitors.
You're right. Especially the show catalogs are valuable materials for reference. You can collect them from the shows of the similar kind.
That's a good idea. May I be allowed to make business trips to some big cities like Beijing, Guangzhou, or Dalian so as to find as sufficient information as possible?
Of course, you can if it's necessary. Besides, trade journals and magazines are also good sources for your work.
Then I need to subscribe some key industrial journals for our next project team.
No problem. I'll try to get in contact with some state-level and local associations and societies for their membership directories.
Then I think with all these sources, we can build up extensive data bank. I'll get on this work right away.
By the way, I'll give you a Chinese partner's contact, and you call them to ask for some main products and technologies of this industry, so that we can work out an exhibit profile for the exhibition brochure.
No problem. Consider it done.
Please listen to the dialogue again.
Emmy, please take your notebook with you and come to my office.
Okay. Anything I can do for you?
Not for me, but an important assignment to you.
That's great. I'm ready to take up anything you give to me.
We decide to launch a new project about water technology.
Oh, it's just the time the government is calling for environmental protection, and the topic fits into country's policy.
You hit the point. You are the right one to take up this work.
Thanks, Connie. But how shall I start with this project?
The first thing you have to do is set up an exhibitor data bank. You've got to collect as much data as possible, including manufacturers, suppliers, distributors, agents, R&D institutions, etc. This is the foundation of how we carry out sales promotion work.
I'm not sure where I can find the basic information.
Well, internet is now one of the useful sources where you can find almost everything. You can log in various kinds of industrial websites and download any relevant information from them.
I see. Maybe I can visit some similar shows to get company catalogs for the exhibitors.
You're right. Especially the show catalogs are valuable materials for reference. You can collect them from the shows of the similar kind.
That's a good idea. May I be allowed to make business trips to some big cities like Beijing, Guangzhou, or Dalian so as to find as sufficient information as possible?
Of course, you can if it's necessary. Besides, trade journals and magazines are also good sources for your work.
Then I need to subscribe some key industrial journals for our next project team.
No problem. I'll try to get in contact with some state-level and local associations and societies for their membership directories.
Then I think with all these sources, we can build up extensive data bank. I'll get on this work right away.
By the way, I'll give you a Chinese partner's contact, and you call them to ask for some main products and technologies of this industry so that we can work out an exhibit profile for the exhibition brochure.
No problem. Consider it done.
End of chapter 2.